Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
This is Bird Note. Most baby birds are adorable little floops, but not all of them. Baby estrel did finches look downright creepy. About 140 species of estrel did finches, including waxbills, parrot finches, and fire finches, are spread across Africa, Asia, and Australia. Newborn finches beg their parents for food, mouths wide open. The tongue and palate are strangely spotted and ringed. Most species chicks have mouth markings in colors ranging from black or white to bright yellow, orange, red, or blue. The function of these markings has long puzzled scientists. Some say that they make baby beaks visible to parents, delivering food to poorly lit nests. Others think the markings signal the health of the chicks. And there's a third school of thought. Other birds target the nest of some African finches for egg dumping, sneaking their eggs into the finch's nest. And those foster chicks have similar colorful markings. So perhaps mouth markings evolved due to competition for food between finch babies and those other bird babies. It's not yet settled whether foster babies mimic the mouths of finch babies or vice versa. Either way, they look equally bizarre. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours!
Hey, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. I am so excited to be in studio with you this week. We've got some big voices that are going to be included in this week's episode. This first hour alone, I have music on the way from Aura, The Molecule, Bjork, Natalie Bergman, Mr. Little Jeans, Dinah Washington, Portishead, and so much more. We're going to kick off the entire 2 hours with a voice that was included in our top 10 best albums of 2025. Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June made her way into our top 10 list with her latest 5th album. The album is called Owls, Omens and Oracles. She released it last spring, and it is still on heavy rotation here at Girly So Groovy, because the album itself is one that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. And we need that in the world today. So without further ado, it is Valerie June kicking off this week's episode of Girly So Groovy.
Mine.
For anyone who is ready to hit fast forward and just zoom to summer weather, that last song is for you. British R&B artist Green Tea Peng teaming up with the eccentric producer and pioneering dub artist Lee Scratch Perry on the song 100 Pounds of Summer. That is from the album King Perry. One of the final albums released from Lee Scratch Perry before passing away in 2021. The Middle is also another duet track. It is music from vocalist Francesca Belmonte, who's teaming up with trip-hop pioneer Tricky. They're doing their take on the classic rock song Gloria. The song is called Somebody's Sins. That opens up Tricky's 2013 album False Idols. And then starting the entire 2 hours off here, it is Memphis singer-songwriter Valerie June from her newest album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. We heard the song Superpower. How about music from a jazz trailblazing vocalist, but done through the lens of a modern take? I am talking about Dinah Washington right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Too plebeian, told me you were through with me, and now you say you love me. Well, just prove you do. Go on and cry me a river. I'd like to see you cry a river. 'Cause I'm tired of crying over you.
They say take a shot now.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Bristol Trio, Portishead, a band that trailblazed trip-hop, popularizing the genre with their own liberal doses of cool jazz and spy soundtracks featuring the angelic vocals of Beth Gibbons. We went all the way back to the beginning, 1994. From their debut album, Dummy, we heard Sour Times. In the middle, it is music from a duo that were included in our honorable mention list for albums released in 2025. Neo-soul duo Sargent and Comrade. They've been frequent flyers here on Girly So Groovy. Yolanda Sargent is the self-proclaimed queen of lo-fi soul, a genre that she and her producer, Comrade, pioneered after not being able to find an appropriate label that fit their retro-futurist style. It was back in the summer that they released the album Power Volume 1, and I've just loved it and included it in heavy rotation. This time we heard the song Old Familiar Feeling, and then we kicked off the set with one of the finest and most versatile vocalists in American musical history, Dinah Washington. This is a musician who, in a short career, was able to move effortlessly from pop to gospel to jazz. Well, this time around, we heard Cry Me a River from Dinah Washington getting a modern remix. It's called the Truth and Soul Remix. That can be found on the compilation album Verve Remixed Volume 4. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next 30 minutes. I've got music on the way from Natalie Bergman, Bjork, Rainbow Arabia, Aura the Molecule. I have got such a quirky pop gem lined up for you. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, but you have to stick around for at least the next 30 minutes to see what I'm talking about. But coming up next, we've got music from an artist that it's been a little bit since featuring her on here. Mr. Little Jeans, the dance pop project of Norwegian singer-songwriter Monica Birkins. She named herself Mr. Little Jeans after a minor Wes Anderson movie character. So fun fact for you right there. And the song we hear definitely has a bit of Wes Anderson vibe. So Mr. Little Jeans up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Across the seas with you.